Isn't it amazing that you can see two people and just the way that their bodies magnetize towards each other, you can tell that they've been intimate? Anyway, two of my coworkers are definitely fucking.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
It doesn't hurt to give me $350,000 and see if it all works out. By the way, who's got an extra $350,000 laying around? You think the guy who's watching, average guy who's watching football on Sundays is interested in opening up a salon suite with an extra $350,000 in his pocket? He's betting the parlay on the fucking Browns or something. Get real, Frankie.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, Catholicans, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, the beautiful Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on another episode in season number four. Season number four.
Won't do the went-went sound.
Oh, you want me to do the went-went sound? Yeah. Getting used to it all.
I love that.
What is that, a uvula? It's a vulva or something like that? Didn't they have a problem with that in the soccer tournaments and they had to stop, they had to ask people to stop, stop using them, like back in the, something like that, wasn't it? Or the basketball games. They asked people to stop bringing the uvulas over because they were distracting everybody, giving people fucking headaches. And I can understand why. I think I told the story before. I was at a podcast conference and these two ladies who started this podcast about death. It's about death. Like how we all handle death. And they were giving this rather intense and emotional panel. They were on this panel about death, the subject of breaching the subject of death on podcasting, and outside of these of this particular room, all you could hear.
That's right. I do remember you talking about that.
So my mom died yesterday.
Right, wasn't it somebody outside?
Both of my dogs were running over by a tractor trailer. So bad. It was so bad. Season number four. Here we are. We're back. You know, whatever. We got 3,000 episodes ahead of us. So just strap in. It's going to be a long season for all of us involved. And I got another child. I've got them up to eight now. So I've got 12 children running around, including Blue. Yeah. Who, by the way, the children are, you know, when you bring a new child home, I've learned. Since I have a couple of them,
yes,
4 to 6, we'll count them at the end of the night. I'll let you know, I'll give you an update. But you bring the children home, and then you expect that the children who have been around are definitely going to act out just a little bit.
Right.
That's the name of the game, right? It's there's something new in the house, and they're afraid that it's possible.
A little
that,
bit of attention,
the attention
away.
Gets distracted, and you can imagine in their little brains, they don't really fully understand if this thing is going to stay around forever. Is it going to take my attention forever? How am I going to adjust? And by the way, my two children have been wonderful. They have just like,
oh,
they have
they're
really,
so sweet.
They're lovely with the baby, but they do act out on occasion. We've noticed, and we've, you know, kind of made a plan for handling it. The child that is acting out the most is fucking Blue.
Of course.
If I wasn't so attached to the guilt of my catechism, that dog would have been out the door a long time ago. Dog shits and pisses everywhere it's not supposed to. So the other day, we're giving the baby a bath in my bedroom in like one of those like little sink bath things, right?
Sure,
for the babies. So we're giving the baby its first bath. So everybody's in the bathroom. Grandma, grandpa, dad, mom, the whole nine yards, right? But Blue kicks the door open, comes in the bathroom, and I heard her. I could hear her little nails scratching across the tile floor. Yes. But I just go on, give the dog. You know, it's not unusual for Blue to be bothering me in some way, shape, or form. So I'm giving the baby a bath. Oh, cute. Take pictures. Blah, 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 blah. I step back from the bath, and I step right into a puddle of fucking pee.
God.
She peed right at my feet while I was giving the baby a bath. I wanted to punt that dog across the room. I swear to God. Blue.
I know. Every time I come out of the studio, she's right there.
She's right there.
Door.
Yeah. Well, sometimes she kicks the door open and she'd be under our feet and we don't even know it.
I know.
Oh, Blue. But, you know, listen, it is what it is. Yeah. The children have it. So, So, listen, we've had enough relative success to have four seasons. Congratulations to you.
Yes, congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. And
thank you to our listeners.
Yeah, thank you to our listeners from wherever you came from. We were talking about last episode, we were talking about how Dr. Phil had pitched, they had done a couple, like we bought a couple sponsorships from him. Well, we have some relatively exciting news, I think.
Yes.
For those who listen, who may, you know, you may not hear this because you are already a listener of the commercial break. So we're letting you know that Chrissy and I have managed to convince the people at Smartless. You know, the example that we give when we say a good podcast, right, like Smartless and not a bad podcast like the commercial break. The people of Smartless have agreed to do an endorsement for the commercial break. It's fucking insane.
I know. I mean, I'm just waiting for them to be like, wait a minute.
I know.
We listened to it.
Now they want copy points. And I'm like, do I put in the word pizzle? Do I try and get one of them to say the word pizzle? Yes. Or not? Or maybe I just let the professionals be the professionals.
That's true.
You know,
they are
maybe,
very good at
maybe
their craft.
That's what I do.
Or maybe you get a little help from your old friend, Henry Fonda.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Henry Fonda.
That's right. It's me. I'm back on the scene. I'm here to help you out in any way possible for your podcast, of course. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, Henry.
You are looking awfully scrumptious today.
Thank you.
I must say. How's that Jeff doing?
Oh, he's wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Tell Jeff I said hello. I'm going to send Jeff up a cup of coffee. I want him to drink the whole cup of coffee and only the cup of coffee, if you know what I mean. If he starts to feel sick afterwards, don't mind him. What I'd like you to do is get him close to the balcony, have him drink the cup of coffee, and then give him a shove. Just one shove. Oh, hey, Chrissy.
Yes.
What are you wearing under that TCB shirt? Are you wearing another TCB shirt?
I am. It just keeps going.
I heard that the commercial break was having a little difficulty finding listeners, so I thought I would come and help you guys out.
Well, thank you, Henry.
That's very sweet of you. Yeah, you sure, anything I can.
I take two forms of payment. I take PayPal, not under my name, under another name, because of legal reasons. And then I also take forms of physical payment, if you don't mind, Chrissy.
What's that?
I heard you got the new storage unit.
We did.
Can we visit together?
Maybe.
I've got something I want to store. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I have an idea.
I wonder if your unit is big enough to hold it. We can find out together. Mine is Jeff, of course. I don't want to get him all upset. I do like Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like him better if he wasn't around, but I will learn to deal with him. I think the three of us could live together in the same apartment, don't you?
I don't know. I'll
do you have an extra bedroom?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
It's going to suck for Jeff to sleep on the couch.
Oh, Henry.
What does Jeff have that I don't? Money? A car? A stable place to live? What are these things? We get so caught up in the things. Does he have a valid passport? I mean, come on, Chrissy. Help me help you, if you know what I mean. I can promise you 20 new subscribers if you and me could just have a little bit of a long time. Just a little. A titty bitty. A titty bitty. Do you know what I mean? Titty bitty. A titty bitty, titty bitty, if you know what I mean. It's been such a long time, so give me an update. How is the commercial break doing?
We're still here.
How many subscribers do you have?
I don't know. Three.
The original three I brought you.
That's
right. I feel like you owe me a debt of gratitude. Possibly a hand job. I've always loved you, Chrissy.
I missed you.
I missed you, too. You don't even know. You know where I was?
Where were you?
In the clink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ran into a little trouble. It turns out that podcast promotion in Moldova is not the same as podcast promotion in the United States.
You don't say.
Yeah, no, it's not at all the same thing. I was, I was actually getting subscribers by kidnapping them and stealing their phones.
That's one way to do it.
It works for the commercial break. You right. Still have three listeners in Moldova. Not exactly sure where those ladies are currently, but it doesn't matter. I'm back home with you, Chrissy.
Oh,
and
good
I'm
to
super
have you
excited.
Thanks, Henry Fonda. We really appreciate it. It's good to hear your voice. We haven't heard you in two seasons.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I guess he's been in jail, so that's why.
Makes sense now.
Hey, Brian, could you get out of the way while Chrissy and I have a conversation? Jesus, this guy talks all the time. Does he ever shut up? Now I know why all the bad reviews on Apple. Look, here's one. Worst comedy podcast ever.
Period.
From your ex-girlfriend, Leslie.
She took the time.
Here's another one. Boring and unfunny.
5 stars.
Here's a third one. Does Brian ever shut up? I agree with that one. Well, Chrissy, I have to go now, but I will be back. I will be back to visit
Fantastic.
You in season number 4. I love you. Please tell, please give Jeff my regards
and
a good swift kick in the nuts.
Okay.
I will meet you at the storage unit at 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Don't be late.
Okay.
Bring the key and a mattress and pillow. Because if we can't have sex, at least I can spend the night. You know what I'm talking
right,
about? Hotels
right.
are expensive in they the United are. States. In Moldova, I get it for free. For every woman I bring, I get 2 hotel rooms for free. It's fantastic. Okay, we at Podcast Universe are always here to help. Our eagles. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Henry Fonda.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It really has been a long time. I missed him a lot.
It only took 2 seasons to remember how to do that voice.
We've had quite a few requests for him.
We have. We've had a lot of people ask about Henry Fonda. And, like, people go back into the archives. Like the people that we were talking about the other day, it was a couple, a guy named Michael. And he was saying that, you know, they were like 30 beers in and they were going back into the archives and they were mentioning Henry Fonda. But this is not the only time this has happened. We probably get one, two, three of these a month. People are like, hey, whatever happened to Henry Fonda?
Right, right.
And well, what happened to him is that, you know, you can beat a bit up to death if you try. And go back and listen to season number 1. It's Henry Fonda. Season number 2, it's Mountain Monsters. Season number 1 through 4,
Frankie.
It's Frankie B.
Yep. Well,
so without further ado,
he's back.
Frankie is back. We'll get to him in just a second. I just want, like, I have one side conversation that I want to have.
Okay.
That I think is super interesting. Did you hear about the basketball player whose balls exploded? Did you hear about this guy?
No.
So he goes.
It sounds painful.
It does sound painful. And here's why I bring it up is because I would like to know, and I highly doubt there's any like actual medical doctors that listen to the commercial break. But if there is a medical doctor who listens to the commercial break, I'm interested to know what happened. I want to get the name right. I'm interested to know what happened to Brevin Galloway from Clemson. Because I read this incredible story that it, I thought it was clickbait at first, you know,
Sure.
Brevin Galloway's balls explode. And I thought, well, that's how do you, I've heard of, I was a soccer referee when I was a teenager. It was like how I made some extra money.
Okay.
I would go on the weekends and I would do youth soccer refereeing. I was really bad at it and I didn't do it for very long. I got distracted too easy. I'd be like staring at girls, you know, the girls team. And I'd be trying to do like an under 4-year-old soccer game and I'd be giving people red cards. It was just like, I was just bad at the whole thing. But when I did that, they gave me a 3-day training course. Everyone had to go get certified to be a referee. So you went to a 3-day training course, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday, they gave training on first aid specific to soccer. Well, wouldn't you know it, one of the more common injuries in soccer is that a testicle will get impounded into the body cavity.
Ooh.
So someone would kick
yeah.
get you kicked, and then one of the balls wouldn't drop. Like it would go up into you, and it wouldn't drop. And apparently it's extraordinarily painful, and apparently it happens more frequently than we would imagine. And one of the ways that you get the ball to drop is you have someone sit Indian style. You pick them up around their, and then cross their arms, pick them up around their arms. So their whole body is like, it's sitting Indian style. Now they're floating above the air, 2 or 3 feet, and you drop them. And then the testicle, because it's supposed to open up the cavity, and then it's supposed to drop the testicle.
Oh, huh.
So this is one of the ways.
You drop them on the ground?
You drop them on the ground. Huh. Drop them on their butt, right?
Oh, okay.
And so the thought is it'll dislodge the testicle, just gravity and the dropping. It all sounds very disturbing.
It does.
But then you read about this guy named Brevin Galloway. He goes, he does a workout, he goes to sleep, and when he wakes up in the morning, his balls are the size of like golf balls.
Oh, yes. Well,
but then within a couple of hours, they're more like the size of grapefruits, and he's in excruciating pain. So he goes to the hospital, and they have to release, they have to like
deflate
the testicles.
Yeah.
And now he's going to play basketball again. This is just like a week ago, and now he's playing basketball again.
I'm glad he's okay.
But they never, in all the articles that I read about this, they never specify exactly what happened to him. Why did his testicles blow up like cantaloupes? Why would it do that? Under what circumstances? And how do I avoid that particular situation?
Exactly.
Because I don't want that to happen to me. You know, I'll read about these like medical phenomenon, and then I get nervous that it's going to be me. Like that lady from MSNBC who got like the mitochondriosis from a, or whatever you call it, from a common cold. Did you hear about this?
No.
She goes to bed one night. She wakes up the next day. She's got some chest pain, left arm pain, chest pain. It's kind of fading in and out. She doesn't meet much. She doesn't think much of it. You know, maybe it's some gas. Maybe it's like a muscle that hurts. Maybe there's a neck.
Yeah.
This goes on for a couple of days until it gets more intense, more intense, more intense. And then she starts getting pain underneath her shoulder blade and her arm starts going numb. A clear sign that you could be having a heart attack. So she goes to the doctor and she has this mitocondriitis or something like that, where the heart basically gets inflamed.
Ooh.
And it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's
you can die,
like it. Yeah.
Right? Obviously. So she had to take a whole month off of work. And when she comes back, she explains this in the hopes that she can help other people. So while I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, tinfoil hat types that'll say, you know, COVID vaccine or COVID or whatever, what the doctors are saying, the actual scientists who study this for a living are saying, this came from a common cold.
Oh.
Anytime I read about any of these phenomena, I start sweating that I'm going to get this too.
Exactly.
I get nervous and I'm going to wake up and my balls are going to be the size of cantaloupes. They're already down around my knees. I don't need them to be size. I don't want. You ever seen the cows, like the bulls that walk around and their nuts are swinging between their knees?
Yes.
I don't want my nuts to be like that. They're already between my knees. I don't want them also to be two big bowling balls swinging around.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. But if there's I'm imploring a medical doctor who listens to the commercial break to write us or call us or whatever and let us know exactly why someone's balls would blow up into cantaloupes.
It's probably the cold as well.
It's probably the cold, yeah. AKA the, you know, that vaccine that we all have to take.
Right.
You know, every time you say the word vaccine, Spotify puts a special notification on the episode.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they put a special notification on the episode. Okay. Yeah, it's all... It's my dumb button. Okay, so you know we couldn't go long into season number four without revisiting one of our favorites. We promised four times in season number three never to do another episode of Frankie B, but they are just too good. And I have actually done a poll. I have gone back as far as I could go back during the break. I went back as far as I could go back, and I looked at the comments for Frankie B, both on the reviews and what we get in, you know, the text messages and emails that we get. I would say by 20% more positive about Frankie B than negative. So it's like 80-20.
Okay.
The negative ones, people have written in, same person multiple times to tell us to either get Frankie B on the show or stop doing the fucking thing. But most people say they like Frankie B, or they'll mention it on the comments or the reviews, right? So I have to think that there's some part of you also that knows that this is low-hanging fruit. It's the best the commercial break is going to get. It's all we can do. We have very small minds.
We're watching it so you don't have to.
We do this so you don't have to. And by the way, we bust Frankie's balls, but he's got about 2,000 more subscribers on his YouTube channel than we do. So the truth is, he's doing something right. We're doing.
It might be from our listeners, because I know I now subscribe to him because of us talking about him. So
part of me like doesn't want to subscribe to him because I'm nervous that he's going to like figure it out. But I think he figured it out long ago.
Yeah, if he hasn't by now.
Somebody had to have told him. Somebody somewhere had to have said, "Hey, Frankie, you." All he has to do is Google his name, and he's going to find not Frank Bernardo, but he's going to find all commercial break episodes regarding Frank Bernardo. And like I told you that one time, on YouTube, they now, if your voice appears in other videos, YouTube will suggest that it may be your voice do you give permission for this person to use your voice? I've been on a few interviews, and I'll say two out of the four times that it showed up on YouTube, YouTube alerted me that I was on the video, which is crazy because I don't see a place to tag people. Like, I'm not tagging people at YouTube. So I imagine that their AI is you know, because we have so much content out there, it's here's my voice, and then it does it. We're all fucked by AI, by the way. ChatGPT is the end of the world. By the way, that ChatGPT doesn't do shit. I don't know what that thing does. There's lots of people who keep telling me about, oh, you got to do an Excel spreadsheet or a PowerPoint or a business presentation or a school paper. This is just more proof that you don't need to go to college. ChatGPT is proof that there's no reason for you to spend $50,000 a year on college unless you just really want to be around your age group and having fun and having friends, right? Yeah, I'm sure you can get some education there. And I would like my doctors and my attorneys to at least spend a couple days at school.
This is what you can tell your 12 children.
That's right. But in the future, you know, someone's going to come out of the metaverse. Yeah, you're going to go to court in the metaverse and your attorney's going to be ChatGPT. It's just going to be ChatGPT versus ChatGPT. They're all going to defend you. This is all getting real twisted real quick.
Yeah.
When Elon Musk tried to tell us, by the way, I'm not a huge fan of Elon Musk, but when he tried to, I've never been a fan of Elon Musk, but when he tried to tell us 6 years ago that AI was a fucking problem and that we needed to be careful, the cat's way out of the bag. Oh, yeah. We should have listened to him back then, but the cat's way out of the bag. And now ChatGPT will be doing the commercial break pretty soon. Actually, that's a good thing. I'll take that. ChatGPT for the win.
maybe it can give us some pointers.
Yeah. I mean, listen, do you think the four people listening to the commercial break are going to know the difference between ChatGPT and Brian? They want to tune me out anyway. So anyway, without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do.
We'll now take a short break to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of TCB.
Hey, everybody out there in the podcast universe, it's time for the dreaded commercial break inside the commercial break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll-free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the contact us button. Instagram and TikTok at The Commercial Break. And now YouTube videos, the same day they air on the audio feed, they'll air youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
And now back to this episode of TCB.
Frankie B is back to tell us about passive income with his Salon Suisse.
Salon Suisse.
Let's take a listen.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the video. My name is Frank Minardo. This channel is geared for all guys who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, in lifestyle. All right, so we're going to change.
In lifestyle or and lifestyle? Look at him.
First of all, it's a bad camera angle he's got. He's walking through the hall of a building.
Yes.
Of his salon suite.
He's walking down the hall of the building that he does not own, but there's one small room that he's dedicated to salon suite. First of all, let me give you a little tip about camera angles that I've learned from the fooling around in this studio that I've done. Always do it from go up to down, not down to up, because you get your nose hairs and all that other stuff.
That's what we're looking at.
Frankie's had the same 5 o'clock shadow for 16 videos. It's obvious he's been through a breakup. I didn't shave for like 7 years between my first wife and my second.
Change up the format of my videos. For all of you who know me, you know I'm into men's self-help, especially the older guys. What can we do to look the best we can at our age? We don't want to look younger. What can we do to look the best at our age?
You don't want to look younger, yet all of your videos are dedicated to looking younger. And that's not what all your videos are about. A lot of them are about hating women, by the way, just FYI. Yeah.
Well, hopefully that I've been giving out some good information and some good tips on how you could just be the better version of yourself. But there's a lot more to my videos. All right, there's a lot more.
He's deep.
He's deep.
There's a lot more to him.
Yeah, there's, you know, when I think of yoga and when I think of self-help and wellness, and I think of Frankie B.
Yes, I do too.
Bernardo than men's self-help. To give you the inside, I'm an entrepreneur, a businessman. I've been doing business for almost 38 years now.
I'm a professional businessman. I'm a business professional.
What was he doing for the other 30 years? Because he's in his 60s.
I was a mercenary. I killed people for money. I was in hair products. I sold my own hair products. By the way, he said, I'm going to give you a little Frankie B inside. It's insight. Frankie.
I know.
Frankie kills me, Chrissy.
I know.
I just love him so much.
This video is good, too.
I feel like I would give Frankie a hug if I saw him.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I would give him a big hug.
We would go have some drinks.
And say thank you for the 4 million downloads a month that we get, because I'm sure you're responsible for two of them.
I've got several businesses, but I want to introduce a special business to everyone out there who just might be interested in an excellent source of passive income. All right? It's called Salon Suites.
It's called Frankie B's Devil Egged Emporium.
And he's just walking up and down, back and forth, back and forth.
That's right.
Too.
He's walking down this hallway, back and forth. Frankie B's Tuna Egg Emporium. Get in on this ground floor. You're going to want to sell tuna eggs from your very own salon suite.
Now, we're in one of my buildings, and this building right here, it comprises a fully furnished individual salon suites. Okay, everything's locked. I can't get into these rooms right now because, unfortunately, I don't have my keys with me.
Forgot those.
Frankie, it's me, Mr. Franchise. We give you keys to your building. But don't go with the franchise, guys. Go with Salon Suites. Let me give you some inside, Frankie. You should probably get a key to that door. It'll help you with business. Over 38 years, we've been a franchise. You know what we learned? Open the front door. It helps with sales.
Yeah. Yeah, meanwhile, there's no one in these.
Why would there be? You're in the middle of an office building in a small town outside of Chicago. No one knows you exist. Why? Because without the franchise marketing dollars, no one knows you exist. There's no reason to open the salon suite. No customers are coming. But don't get taken by the big guys.
We can see that, you know, it comes fully equipped for the beauty professional. So where all the beauty professional has to do is bring their own tools, and they're open and ready for business at a very affordable rental price.
They should probably bring some customers too, Frankie. Don't forget about that.
They just show up.
Yes. They magically appear the second you find the keys to open the front door. If you forget the keys, you have a legitimate excuse for no sales. Sorry, another bad day at Salon Suisse. I can't find the keys. At Salon Suisse, you get everything but the keys. I designed this myself with no doors.
I've been designing Salon Suites for 38 years, and you know what I've learned? You don't need doors when there's no customers. Just windows to show off your fancy Paul Mitchell products.
Paul Mitchell.
Paul Mitchell. Oh, man. I love it.
I know.
Best thing for the beauty professionals, by them leaving their salon or the establishment that they're in and they rent from me, I could put in anywhere from $50,000 to $60,000 more a year in their pocket by simply leasing out one of these suites.
It just takes that.
I can put $50,000 in unemployment right in their pocket. If they leave that fancy corporate job. Don't worry about paychecks. You don't need tips when the government sends it right to your bank account. Sounds like a great deal, Frankie. Sign me up.
Well, that explains why 23 years later, after I created this concept, there's tens of thousands of buildings up in America. Everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. Everyone's experts on putting up salon suites, and nothing could be further from the truth.
He did not start this concept.
You know what couldn't be further from the truth? Your claim that you started the concept. Supercuts has been around since 1962. It's also a salon suite with doors and advertising and keys and actual customers. Right.
He's actually claiming that this is his idea.
He's holding firm to that.
If we ever get him on the show, you know the first question I'm asking him. Did you, in fact, create the idea?
I'm going to need that napkin.
Yeah. Let me see where you drew that out, Frankie. I want that time. I want that notarized. Triplicate.
I'm the creator of this. No one's got more experience than me. No one has more knowledge. There's nothing I don't know about this business. There's nothing
except
I can't
how to bring
do.
Keys.
Yeah.
And customers. It's the middle of the day. There's not a soul around. What happened to all the money we're making? Just not on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday? Okay.
Yeah, where are the customers? It's the middle of the day.
I know, no one's there.
So if you're looking for an incredible opportunity for passive income, what exactly is passive income? Passive income is income that you're making watching a football game. You're making while you're on your boat. And best of all, you're making it while you're sleeping, in the gym, exercising. You're making money.
Is there anyone sleeping inside that building? Because that's the only way I see anyone making any money while they're sleeping. Is by stealing it out of your cash register. This is a joke.
This is a joke. Make it while you're watching the football game. This has got to be one of the toughest businesses. I told you I have a family member who is in this business, in salon suite businesses,
yeah,
with Mr. Franchise. Uh-huh. Right? They have Mr. Right. Franchise, and they told me after they bought their first one and they were purchasing their second location, which cost, by the way, like $250,000 to build one of these, mm-hmm. right? Or whatever you do, or you know, get lease the space or whatever. And he and I was like, well, how much do you make on a monthly basis? He's like, I'm losing like $40,000 a month. He's losing $40,000 a month. And I was like, no shit. And he goes, but it's not number two that makes you money. It's number 20 that makes you money.
Right.
And once you get to that level, then you're making a bunch of money. Now the guy's making millions of dollars a year doing this. But he has many, many, many locations. Many locations. Yeah. And he has marketing, and he has advertising, and he has customers, and he remembers the keys to the front door.
Keys are key.
That's right. Keys are key. Keys are key to this business.
That the luxury of being in business is to have a business that works for you, not for you to work and be a slave to that business. Passive income is the only way to go. Now, a lot of you are thinking, you know what? I don't know about this. Well,
a lot of you are wondering, why are there no customers? Why can't he get in the front door? Why did he spend so much on chandeliers?
I know there's these chandeliers.
There's like these $1,000 chandeliers.
And like padded walls.
Yeah.
It's like a padded wall.
It's a weird situation going on.
A lot of you are wondering, why didn't I shave today? All questions I can't answer, but Salon Suites, I invented it.
We'll talk about this in a second. But what a lot of you are doing out there is you're buying a home and you want to rent it out. Okay, that's going to be passive income. You know, my ex-girlfriend, she bought a home in Florida, $350,000. Do you know what she's making on rent after everything and taxes and association fees are paid? Do you know what she's making? $900 a month on $350,000. I don't like that ROI. I do not like that return on investment.
That's why we broke up.
Yeah.
You don't like paying for your vacation home and making an extra $900 a month? Sounds like a losing deal to me. Pay me $500,000 and I'll build you a salon suite with no customers or Paul Mitchell products.
That's a great return on investment. What are you fucking talking about? Anybody would love to have a vacation home making extra $900 a month after mortgage and association fees. Yeah. I had three condos down in Florida, and I was losing $10,000 a month.
At least 10, 12 years to start making money on that house. Because if she was to sell it, or if you were to sell a house in a couple years, all your profit goes to the realtor. So it's not good passive income. Now, what if I told you, if you put $350,000 in my hand, all right, I'll put you up a building. And on that same $350,000, I'm going to put over $6,000 a month profit in your pocket.
Hold on.
I am literally putting up a building with Legos, taking 100 of the 350 you gave me and giving you a check for $6,000 every month for the first year. The extra 200 goes in my pocket.
I mean, I love that he's trying to solicit $350,000 from a random YouTube video.
Well, I mean, listen. This day and age, that's like Grant Cardone does this all the time. I mean, this is pretty well-worn path here. It's not the $350,000 that surprises me. Unbelievably, I think that's a pretty small amount of money to start a business, right? I think we've spent more on the commercial break. Between Dr. Phil and Smartless, we could have built ourselves a salon suite.
We should go to Frankie.
Yeah. Can we cancel that Smartless ad? The crazy part is that he's telling you that he has guaranteed returns of $6,000 a month if you spend $350. Let's do quick math. Mm-hmm. 6 times 12 is 1,628. I don't know. It's like $78,000 or something like that. $82,000. $182,000. How much is that? $112,000? Do the math real quick so I don't sound like a dumbass.
What are we multiplying?
6 times 12. 6 times 12 is 72. Okay, yes, so 6 times 12 is 72. So he's saying you're going to put in $350 and you're going to make $72,000 a year.
Yeah,
that's an incredible return on investment that I do not believe.
I don't either.
I don't believe it.
Now that is passive income, and that's only one building. Now go back to my ex-girlfriend. She wants to buy another one. It's another $350,000. Now she just spent $700,000, and what's she profiting on two homes rental? $1,800. You go with me, $12,000.
That's why I dumped her. Well, she dumped me, but that's why I pretended in my head she dumped me.
She was making bad real estate investments.
Frankie, the last 12 videos you have made have simply been a reason to beat up your ex-girlfriend.
I know.
You can't even make a video about business without throwing your ex-girlfriend's bad economic skills in there. That's such a shitty thing to do.
I know. He doesn't have to mention ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. He could just say, I know a person.
Yes.
Yeah. She'll know it's you. You'll still get the jab, right, without embarrassing her. It's unbelievable. By the way, you think for one second this 28-year-old party girl you were going out with for 2 days is watching your videos? She has moved on, bro. She's sleeping with one of the Paul brothers now.
What's down it? In Florida. Yeah. She's down in Florida living it up.
She's with one of the Island Boys. Remember those guys? She's with the Island Boys. You remember the Island Boys? Mm-hmm. The guys with the crazy hair? The Island Boys? Right. I saw a TikTok video where a girl was checking out of like a CVS and he was there. She goes, are you one of the Island Boys? He goes, yeah. She goes, can you take a selfie with me? He goes, yeah, just let me check out my OJ first. He was like checking out with orange juice. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
All right. Does it sound too good to be true? Absolutely not. I'm consulting and I'm putting up these buildings all over the United States right now. I'm going to put my consulting information in the description box right below this video. My number will be there. My email will be there. Go to the website.
Did he say all over the United States?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Why do I feel like that's a little bit of an exaggeration? Yeah, why do I feel like he has two of them going at the same time? Yeah. One in California and one in Florida.
After this video, check out the website. I've got a video on there that's going to explain in detail how you can make thousands of dollars a month if you follow my program. My program would
my program.
I mean, it would help if you showed like a bustling, busy.
It would help if you would have thought about this video for 12 seconds. Yes. This is not an episode of the commercial break. You're trying to make people buy into $350,000 worth of real estate investment is essentially what you're doing. You would have thought you would have got the keys to the place, set up some properly. I have seen you
maybe had a cameraman.
Yeah, I have seen you talk about your party girl ex-girlfriend in a better way, more prepared than you are talking about a $350,000 pitch. Frankie, we're embarrassed for you. You're better than this.
23-year track record. Passive income doesn't get...
I thought he said 38 years.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. There's no way that 23 years ago, he made up salon suites. That is the year 2000.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that before the year 2000, there was no such thing as a salon suite? Maybe not a salon suite. But a salon suite?
Yeah, I know. And even if we go back to his 38 number, whatever, I mean, that's just going back to
Yeah, that's
to
going
like,
back to the 90s or whatever.
Late 80s. Yeah.
I mean. I'm 72 or whatever I am. That's not that long ago.
Better than this. My name is Frank Bernardo. Again, if you're looking to jumpstart your future, jumpstart 2023, now's the time. It doesn't hurt to look at the information.
It doesn't hurt to give me $350,000 and see if it all works out.
That's right. Give Frankie your long sweet dollars. We'll be here waiting. You can always come back to Mr. Franchise. Remember, Wednesdays are sweet wee wee Wednesdays on sweet sweet Wednesdays.
Oh my God.
You've got ideas everywhere, Frank. You're a man of the people.
By the way, who's got an extra $350,000 laying around? Right. Yeah. You think the guy who's watching football on Sundays is interested in opening up a salon suite with an extra $350,000 in his pocket? He's betting the parlay on the fucking Browns or something. Get real, Frankie.
Sit and absorb it. All right. Don't make any conclusions. Pick up the phone.
Don't think too much about it. Yes. Pick up the phone. Give me a call. Send me a check. I got my wiring information on the website. Oh, has he got a phone number somewhere? Did he say?
He did. And when I first saw this, I tried to look for where he was talking about.
It's his website.
He said it was like below the subscribe button or something.
Okay, don't give out too much information.
Yeah, we're going to have to look it up.
You see this brand new phone in the studio that's soon going to take phone calls? It's going to make phone calls too. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I have O.J. Simpson's cell phone number. That's not a joke.
Call me. That concludes it. If you guys like it, always remember, subscribe to my channel. I'm going to get back on my men's health. And have a great day. Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati is playing right now. I got to get back and watch that game.
They are playing, not is playing. They are playing. He took time out of his busy schedule of watching football.
Yeah, he ran down to the building.
Yeah, he ran down to the building, probably to see if his ex-girlfriend was hanging out. Yeah, he's probably following her around town.
Let me make a quick video.
Yeah, how much you want to make it? Wherever she is in Florida with that rental house, how much you want to make a bet that he frequents there vacation?
For sure.
Yeah, with his new girlfriend.
He's hiding behind his planters. Oh yeah.
Oh, it's me, Frankie.
It's good to see him back.
Talk to you later. Oh, my God, Frankie. Yeah.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, no. Sorry. I was starting over again.
Well, I was telling you, too, he has the other video that he just got on to rant about people at the gym.
People who are using
the good treadmills
and
not
who are
running.
Fat using the good treadmills. Yes. You're not up to his standards. If you're not up to his standards, you can't use the good treadmills. Yeah. He's unbelievable, this guy. And I love him.
I know.
And so there you go, a little taste of season number 4. We had to do it.
It's too good.
It's like giving a crack addict a pipe with a brand new rock in it and a lighter. What do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to sit back and wait through the rest of the season? No! All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being such a huge part of the commercial break. We want to thank everybody who's been writing in, calling in, texting in. Keep it coming. I love it. And soon you'll have the ability to call into the show while we're recording. And we're super excited about that. We're going to add an extra layer of complexity and probably stupidity to the show by just allowing anybody to call in. We'll give you more information on that as it becomes available. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I, all the video, all the audio right there, one location, TCBpodcast.com. We'd also like to let you know that 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. You can text us or call and leave us a voice message, and you may hear yourself on the next episode of The Commercial Break. Most people text. Yeah. Most people do not call. Yeah. I don't think they want their voices on the commercial.
Right.
I don't think they
get it.
I think they figure we're never going to get another job again. They don't want to be thrown into that mix. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to be associated with this type of content. And can I blame them?
No.
Because having thought about it 300 episodes in later, I probably would not associate myself with a commercial break either. At The Commercial Break on Instagram and on TikTok, please go subscribe and please go follow. Like us, whatever it is you do on those two platforms. I don't know. Astrid handles all of that. And if you want your 21 EPM sticker, send in your physical address. And every couple of weeks, we send out a couple of packages. You know, we batch them together and send them out. So send us in your address and your name, and we'll send it to you. Chrissy, that's all I think I can do for today.
I think so, Brian.
So until next time, I love you.
I love you.
Best to you. And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I do say, we always say, and we must say,
goodbye.